It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that his Republican Assembly colleagues are in favor of cutting the budget for the universities of Wisconsin by $87 million.
That comes as the legislature's Joint Finance Committee works on their two-year budget plan.
UW Regents had requested a state budget increase of $857 million. In his budget proposal, Governor Evers called for a boost of $697 million. The governor's office has described the proposed cuts as a non-starter.
A key Republican Assembly representative joins us now for a look at the state's higher education budget. Dave Murphy is a member of the Wisconsin State Assembly representing District 56. That includes New London, Black Creek, and Greenville. He's chair of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities. Representative Murphy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good morning, Rob.
Do you support this idea of a cut to the UW system budget of $87 million?
That's a negotiating point that we've been working on, and I think there's a ways to go here yet, and I think that's not necessarily where we're going to end up, but we'll see.
What would be the reasons behind either holding steady on the budget or a cut even, as opposed to, as we mentioned, that UW regional request of a pretty substantial increase, $850 million plus dollars? Again, it's a negotiating process. It's a spectrum. What would be the case for something well short of what the regents are asking for?
Well, I think certainly the day the $855 million was suggested, that we all knew that that wasn't going to happen. And so then the question is where can we come to an agreement? Is an $87 million cut the right place, or where in between there might we fall? And I think we're getting to that. We're making some progress. We've been able to negotiate with the governor's office, and I think hopefully this week we'll be able to come up with a number.
Assembly Speaker Voss, when talking about this idea of a funding cut, mentioned the concerns about what he called too much political correctness on campus. Do you see this funding negotiation, this number, as potentially leverage to change how the university operates when it comes to political diversity?
I don't know if I'd call it leverage, but I think we'd like to have some input into how the university operates. One of the important things about the university is it's putting out future workers. And I've talked with a lot of employers that feel like the graduates could be a little bit more open-minded and have a little better ability to think. To think more globally about things. So we're looking for workers in the future that are more open-minded. So the critical thinking skills, I think, could be improved by the university.
Now, last year we had a standoff between some Republican lawmakers and the university over DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion programs. Mm-hmm. And there were concrete changes. Assembly Speaker Voss kind of negotiated that, specific cuts. Are there specific actions that you could see either as the system as a whole or on individual campuses that could meet some of those concerns you were just raising that you're hearing from employers?
Sure. So we are looking at trying to get more diverse thought on campus. DEI we've talked about in the past, and we would like to see more diversity of ideas and diversity of thought. Because if you're going to improve the critical thinking of students, they need to be able to have exposure to, a lot of different kinds of ideas. And we need to have students that are, discussing those things and working through those different ideas. And Right now, I think, especially in some areas of the universities, that's not happening. When it comes to the hard sciences, whether it be, you know, the chemistries or biologies and that sort of thing, you know, that's not so much of a problem. But when you get into the humanities, then, you know, I think it is a problem. One thing about the university system is it sort of exists in silos, and there are very big differences between the different schools within the university.
We're talking to Republican Assembly Representative Dave Murphy, chair of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, looking at the Universities of Wisconsin budget in the new two-year budget plan. Last week, you talked to your Democratic colleague, Tip McGuire, about the proposed cuts just after that idea had been floated. Here's some of what he had to say.
What we're seeing across the country at the federal level and now at the state level has been a complete disregard for the value of education and how it helps generate economic activity in Wisconsin and across the country. I mean, we've seen Donald Trump's attacks on universities. We've seen the federal Department of Education, you know, cutting money to our districts here. And then last week we saw the first education budget, budget provision to pass through joint finance that didn't have an increase in equalization aid or general school aides, as we call them, since 2011, when Scott Walker was waging his war on education. It feels as though there just seems to be on the Republican side a deference to the extremists who want to defund education at all levels.
So Representative McGuire talking about K-12 and higher education there. Representative Murphy, how do you respond to that, the idea that this is a part of a wider attack on education funding?
It's not an attack on educational funding. This is about efficiency in government. We can throw money at problems, but if we're not spending our money efficiently, that's where things go badly. And so the Republican Assembly is trying to look at a budget in which we make sure that we are covering the cost of good education, but not wasting money. When you start wasting money, then the product actually starts going bad. And so, I mean, we're going to look at trying to make sure we're not growing administration, because administration in our universities has been growing at a faster rate than the student population. That doesn't make any sense, and that's not good government. We want to make sure that credits transfer amongst the institutions, because at the end of the day, one of the most important things is the affordability of college for the students. I serve on a national task force on college affordability for our students, and this was one of the biggest things that we saw, and this was a bipartisan effort from legislators from all over the country. And we see administration growing, and we need that to stop. We need to cut those costs. You know, when Representative McGuire starts talking about Republicans attacking education, those are ridiculous claims. We don't attack education. We are very cognizant of looking at the educational and trying to make sure that that we're not just throwing money at it, that we're making sure that we have metrics to be able to measure how well students are doing.
Representative Murphy, you mentioned that $87 million cut is not necessarily the final product in this budget. What kind of talks, who's in conversation about what that number is going to be and what goes into the final legislative budget that then gets sent to Governor Evers?
Well, one of the concerns that we've had in the past is with the university system is there's a lack of transparency sometimes about how things are done. There are lots of complaints that we get from around the state about why does a particular campus get the amount of money that they do? And if you ask for the metrics of how that's being figured out, you don't get it. And so, you know, maybe we do something where we try to make sure that certain campuses are getting some additional money that they haven't been able to get in the past.
In our last minute, do you have a timeline, Representative Murphy, on when we might get the horse trading done and a solid number on what this budget would look like?
Boy, I wish I had a crystal ball and could tell you exactly what that is. You know, I think by the end of this week, I think there's going to be quite a bit more detail around this, and we're going to be able to tell people. I really feel a lot more confident now than I did a few weeks ago that we'll be able to have a budget done on time.
And briefly, Representative Murphy, higher education, just one part of the budget. In our last half a minute, what's another part of the state budget you have your eye on?
Well, you know, tax cuts are very important to our caucus. We want to reduce the burden on Wisconsin taxpayers, and that's something that we're going to really push for.
Representative Murphy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Dave Murphy, Republican member of the Wisconsin State Assembly, chair of the Assembly's Committee on Colleges and Universities. We've been talking about the debate over state funding for the universities of Wisconsin. For disclosure, WPR is a service of the UW-Madison. You can weigh in with your thoughts on what you want to see in the state budget when it comes to the UW system or any other part of the state budget. Let us know what's on your mind or what you'd like to hear more conversations about or reporting on. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.